Good afternoon with a look at closing markets on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart. Grain markets closed higher this afternoon. Livestock markets closed mixed. Progressive Ag Marketing market analyst Brian Stroman says it was a decent day for wheat.
Did back off the highs into the close, but still a decent day as far as the wheat complex goes. You know, there's some weather concerns in the Black Sea, Australia, Canada, maybe even talk with some weather concerns in China. And then you look at the extended forecast for the southwestern plains, and it looks pretty warm through the, you know, mid part of June. So that market having a decent day today, kind of spilling over to the corn. And the corn market, you know, quietly has made new recent highs in those new crop contracts, smaller production estimates being talked about Brazil, and a decent day as far as the soybeans go.
It was a choppy day for livestock, though.
Traded under some weakness as far as the live cattle, feeder cattle go, but we had a nice day on Monday to start out the week, and those markets firmed again into the afternoon. We do have a cattle on feed report out on Friday, and we'll certainly be looking at those numbers to see what the government has to say. But, you know, expectations are for a smaller placement number again. We're still waiting for that cash market to establish itself, and expectations are that it'll be more stable after being down $6 to $7 last week. The feeder's pretty much mirroring the live cattle trade. Some weakness in the lean hogs. Again, the cutouts were up this morning.
And again, those grains, well, watching weather, things happening there in the northern plains. A few weather disturbances could cause some showers and thunderstorms in at least part of the region late today through Wednesday. This is the Red River Farm Network. July Minneapolis wheat up 11 and a quarter at 633. July Chicago wheat up 14 and a quarter at 521 and a half. July Kansas City wheat up 14. July corn up 2 at 404 and three quarters. December corn up 2 and a quarter at 423 and a quarter. July beans up 5 and a quarter at 1030 and a half. November beans up 5 and a quarter at 1039. In livestock markets at the close, June live cattle down 2 pennies at 104.90. August feeder cattle up 22 cents at $140.72. This is the Red River Farm Network.